Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Ghosting is never fun, especially whenever you feel like there's a connection. You had a vibe with someone and then you haven't heard from them and need to know why. You need that closure, and that's what we're here for. Alex, Audrey, say hello to Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So I can't imagine why somebody would ghost someone as sweet as you.
Seriously.
We'll find out in just a second. But first, why don't you give us a backstory about you and Philip?
So I met him online, and he was just so sweet. And I was swooning over him almost like immediately. He's the kind of guy that you could write songs about, and I actually did.
Wait, you wrote songs about him?
Yeah, I'm an aspiring musician, and I've been pretty focused on that for like the last year or so, and I haven't been dating, but I decided finally that, you know, I could focus on both. And he was the first guy to actually give me butterflies even before meeting him.
Okay.
And I really thought like the sparks were flying when we met in person, and the more wine that I drank, the more the songs were kind of just writing themselves in my head. He was amazing. He was so much fun to be around. I'm just not sure why he wouldn't be interested anymore, because we had this undeniable chemistry, or so it seemed anyway. And now he's gone, and I'm just completely lost as to why. I don't get it.
It almost seems like you did all this work writing a song for nothing, right?
It's like Taylor Swift over here.
It's never for nothing.
Oh, it's never for nothing. Oh, yeah, you can always talk about how he did you dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Did me dirty.
Channel it.
Oh, that aggression out. But Beth wrote a happy song about him, right? So what are you going to do now?
I mean, I guess we're going to find out what's going on.
Yeah, good point. That's right. Look at me jumping to conclusions.
Look at us writing him off already.
All right, well, hang on just a second. Let's call Philip and see what he has to say, all right? Hang on.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Hello?
Philip, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. This is Mix 94.7 calling. I know this is going to be shocking here. Radio station is calling you and everything. We're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we got Beth on the phone. She's the reason that we're reaching out to you. She said that she met you, and you are just amazing. She thought that the two of you had a great time on your date, but now she feels like she's kind of getting the shaft, the ghost, so to speak, and she doesn't know why. So this is what we do, and we thought that we would reach out and between the two of you and
see what's up.
So yeah. Eloquent, Alex, very eloquent. See what's up.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you mind talking to us and telling us what's going on? Did she do something, or is this just miscommunication, or what?
You know, I usually wouldn't take this kind of call, to be honest with you, but I did feel a little bad. I get why she's confused. It's on me. Oh, it's tough. I did enjoy our date, and I think the issue for me, I didn't do any research or like stalk her before our date. You know, I don't follow her on social media, and I didn't want to. I don't like checking people out on social media before I meet them in person.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I did talk about it with a couple of friends of mine. I had one buddy that I was talking to, and I was like, I just showed him a couple of like pictures or whatever. And I guess my friends kind of went up on her social media, and they just started sending me like posts and videos of like her. It just wasn't my thing.
What do you mean? Like,
She told me she's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea the extent of that. Like, I mean, she has like 1,000 posts of, you know, her singing and playing guitar. And it wasn't my type of music. I wasn't a fan. It was kind of cringy to me. she's like in her room alone singing. For me, it was kind of embarrassing. You know, it's just, look, I'm not going to bash anybody's style of music.
This was your thing.
It just was, yeah, it's very hippie. It's very existential, you know.
I've dated women in the past that have completely different musical tastes than I do.
I don't think it's about that, though.
Well, what is it about?
Her posting the singing videos and stuff.
It's
well, that's what
lot.
Musicians do, though.
I know. But
tell
maybe
me one musician that doesn't have.
No, okay, so they all do, but maybe it's not for him.
Go ahead.
I tell you, if you need me to be honest, then I.
Yes,
don't
please.
It's just so. I hate to say the word narcissistic. It's so self-involved. It's like. It just. What? It was so much for me. I was like, man, like I don't want to be part of this kind of world in a way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, Beth, I don't know if, I mean, we clearly have come up with a resolution here on the outcome of your romance or whatever.
Look, romance.
Okay. I'll say it like this. I just don't think I'm the right kind of guy to support her.
Okay. Okay.
In her journey.
Yeah. 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 Beth, do you want to say anything or are we just going to hang up the phone or?
That's just really disappointing. I mean, I'm not ashamed of my music and I'm not going to apologize for being proud of it and posting it online.
Yeah,
what I do. I believe in my talent, and I think one day he's going to regret this, but you know what? I hope the best for you.
Mm-hmm. Not sure you mean that, but
right.
Nonetheless.
Not after he called her a narcissist.
Philip, she's not your thing, and that's okay.
I hope I don't make it in one of the songs here. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Too late.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.